Welcome to the Sportscast, May 28th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. You can also go on YouTube, hit the notification symbol so you get notified for every show that goes live. Also, you can listen to us on radio 24/7. You could you go to our website, thesportscast.net, and also our app, The Sportscast for iOS. Also, look for us on Twitter and Instagram at thesportscast1. Hit that follow button, and the rest is history. Boston Celtics Derek White hit a buzzer beater to beat the Heat. 104-103. The Heat were seconds away of winning it, closing it out. Now, Celtics force a game seven in Boston tomorrow, Monday night on Memorial. And joining us from Victor Rowe Show, fresh, couldn't sleep all night because of this game. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having this impromptu post-game broadcast. I am fired up. I've discussed it. I wish I was trying to go to the clips from our show the other day about what were the keys to winning, right? And what were the...
You said defense was one of them.
Yeah, and turnovers. But what did I say the two guys that had to play?
Bam and Jimmy.
And they did it.
Correct.
Okay. Now I'm going to just go through my list first and stuff, and then you can go from there.
Go for okay. it. Let's see what.
Because you love overusing this word and it drives me nuts. Okay. Butler's 3 points foul shots at the end. That's what I call clutch. Right. It is in the moment that you, because you could miss one of them and now, you know, you can miss two of them and it's over. Right. Okay. Clutch is delivering something to success at the moment when it's needed the most, right? It's at that last moment, that last second shot, that last piece, that hit, that home run, that's clutch, right? Clutch shots. Steve Kerr hitting that clutch shot. Like, you know, that's clutch. Him hitting those 3 points in a row, he was like ice, right? That is the superstar I needed. But we needed more of that all game. So that's number one. Number two, I'm just going to go through these and then we can talk how you want, okay? Strus, his only job, even though he's done a good job, but you got seconds left, the guy's taking a bad shot. It is basketball 101. You look for the closest guy on the other team around you, you put your butt in his chest, in his belly button, in his waist. That's what you do. You protect the back. You don't even need to get the rebound. You need the ball to bounce off. You understand? Okay. White's shot was still with the ball in the air by the rim. If that would have landed, do you agree? He had no time to go back up.
Right.
Okay. That was his job, to look around, find the defender, and just make sure he does not get the ball. He's basketball 101. Protect the rim. Okay, especially after a shot. You only had a few seconds left. He did not do that. You could see it in the replay. The next one, three, Duncan. Duncan should not have taken that three-point shot at the end. It was really far. Okay, we didn't need three. We only needed two. Okay, he could have took it in. Probably could have gave the ball to somebody else. But he's been driving well. Take the ball in, get the sure points. That's the next one. The fourth one. This is the one that disgusts me the most, okay? 9 minutes in the third quarter, we were in bonus. We scored only 19 points in the third quarter. Okay? I don't know if they're not listening to the coach. I don't know if supposed to just said, let's just play the way we play. Dude, you got 9 minutes in bonus time. You only scored 19 points. You with me?
I'm with you.
Do you agree? How do you score 19 points when you were in bonus for 9 minutes? I'm trying to look at even how many free throws they took in that quarter. I can't find this. It gives me the whole, like, I can't find it by quarter. It only shows it by there. right?
If I went by to totals.
That, yeah, it doesn't give me the third. But Dave, you only scored 19 points. Bro, you cannot score 19 points when you're in bonus for 9 minutes into a quarter. I mean, look at the free throws. They took 29 to 34 free throws. No, 23 to 29 free throws. Okay. They took less free throws than Boston, yet you had 9 minutes of bonus time and Jaylen Brown with 4 or 5 fouls. Why aren't you attacking him? They were saying it the entire game. I don't understand what they're doing, right? Okay. So you got that. Butler, okay, 5 of 21. Bam, 4 of 16. Bro, that is disgusting. I mean, I don't know what's happening. Is they just, you know, obviously you miss game, you miss balls and so forth, but, you know, this is why I don't like when people try to say, oh, that was Jordan-esque and maybe that game, but I hate even using Jordan-esque's game because
you
Jordan-esque,
can't say lightly.
You can, he does not come back and go 5 for 21. He's not come back and go 4 for 16. He's going to come back if he's upset and he is going to bury you. Okay. Jason Tatum has been playing like a star the whole game. You know, he's doing some bad turnover. He's got
not the whole series.
Yeah, but he's putting up, he's averaging 20, man. Okay. So that's that. Here's the team field goals. The Heat were 33 of 93 versus Boston 34 of 78. So we pretty much scored the same amount. We took so many more shots. That means we missed that. We had almost a 7.5, almost 8% differential from the field goal. We're missing everything. Those guys weren't missing anything. Okay. But the 3-point percentages, that was good. That's the only thing that what saved us was our role players and 3-pointers. If not, that game should have been blown out. If I tell you that Bam and Butler barely scored, you would have thought the game lost by 20. Yes?
Correct. Yeah. And they didn't score well in the first half, but
they just didn't.
Do second anything. Half, they came a little bit through.
Okay. There's still, it wasn't enough. They were coming through when, you know, a few times. Butler is, I don't know what he's doing. That fake, that pump, that it's not working anymore. You got to change. You know what I mean?
And also they had like the Celtics have him like really covered as well.
They do. And the other role players are going, but what I'm seeing also is I think that there's a point where you know how like Caleb Martin said the other day, he loves that Butler lets them free to do whatever they need to do and so forth. And that's great. That's great when Butler's double teamed, when he's this and that, but there's a point where you, okay, now that's enough. Okay. Give me the ball. Right. If they're going to double team me, go after your points after they're double teaming me. Don't start trying to do your own creative shots now at this point in the game. We got to win this game.
Don't you think the Heat shot too many threes?
No, that's what kept them in the game, dude. They shot 46, almost 47%. They were 23 of 29. They were on fire. That's what kept them in the game. What they didn't do is they didn't score. Two things. They didn't go to the foul line in the third quarter. They should have been at the foul line at least 10 more times. And that would have given them 6 to 7 points. Worst case scenario, game over. Okay.
Yeah.
9 minutes in bonus. And you scored 19 points. That's a problem. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you go one after the other. Duncan, why are you taking that big 3-point shot at the end like that? Why? Okay, don't take it in. Get the 2 points. Get the extra points. You understand? Get those points. Get those guaranteeing points. I know you want to make. You want to be the guy. No, man. Did you not remember last year? Right? Butler takes that shot. We're out. Because he wants to finish the game. So, and you're not Butler, Duncan. So those are my 6 quick key points there. And the other thing, what happened to Love? Why didn't Love play?
Kevin Love. He had no minutes yesterday. He did not play.
He's no champion. I mean, he's been doing playing pretty well. And then his leg got hurt the other day. The game that they lost, he played okay.
So Jimmy Butler had 24 points and Caleb Martin, 21.
Yeah, but that was the garbage at the end. You know, he's getting fouled. You know what I mean? He had a double-double, but, you know, still, it's not enough.
Bam had 11 points. That's probably not the expectation you were waiting.
We win almost. We're undefeated, I think, when he scores 20.
And then, of course, we got Gabe Vincent, who came back from injury. 15 points. Not bad for coming back.
Saved us. 10 points from Strus. Robinson had 13. That's what kept us in the game.
And Kyle Lowry, which you're not a fan of, had 8 points.
I'm not a fan of Kyle Lowry. Again, you know, when they rotate the ball and they miss, I'm okay with. But when these other guys that aren't the stars, like, take their own shots or just takes a quick three and stuff, I don't like that. Right. You know, when you make it, it's great. But you know, you better be on fire to be making us. So I'm not a fan of Lowry. Right? He's also turned the ball over.
Right. Celtics. Jason Tatum had 31 points. Jalen Brown, 26. Marcus Smart, 21.
Jalen Brown had 26 and he had a sip because he had lots of fouls. And they didn't attack him. Why didn't you get him out of the game? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, look at Marcus Smart, 21 points. Look at their guys, 31, 26, and 21, right? Those are their key guys. Look at our key guys.
And Robert Williams had a good game.
Robert Williams had a great game, yeah.
Third, only 10 points, but he had some few good shots.
But he's also a blocker. They're blocking Jimmy. Everybody's blocking Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, they have him. At 6'7"?
Yep, they're blocking him. You know, we got lucky that Horford didn't go off. So, you know, I just, you know,
4 points, Horford.
Yeah, he didn't do anything. Imagine the game before, he killed us. But at the end of the day, they needed him the other day. But, you know, when Tatum, Smart, and Brown are doing what they're doing, and remember, Brown was in foul trouble and still was able to do it. Look at this, 19 points in the third quarter with 9 minutes in bonus. I mean, that's 101. Go after them. They should have been screening so Jaylen Brown had to cover Jimmy Butler.
Yep. Jimmy Butler had 11 rebounds, 8 assists.
Does it show it by quarter?
No, it doesn't. Which that would be a good stat to have, to see it by quarter, break it down.
It's somewhere. I just never know where to find it. But I mean, okay. I don't know why Love didn't play. You know, and again, we were in the game, we won, right? I mean, we should have won that game, you know, at the end of the day. But there was, you know, I'm concerned because when things go the way they went with Boston, even though we came back and we did everything we did, and imagine, you know, Butler's points were later in the game, right? Which is exactly what I told you. He has to come out firing, right? But, you know, it's almost like I feel the momentum switching. You understand? I'm like one, I never thought LeBron would ever be beaten 4 games, ever, right? Sweet. And it happened. You know, do we want to go down in history to be the only team out of 150 times when the team was 3-0 and not win?
I don't want to be that team.
I don't want to. That's not the history books I want to make, right? And now we've showed we could win in Boston. But Boston is playing with way more hunger, right? And if our stars don't – I'm telling you, Jimmy hasn't been the same since we blew them out and he only scored X amount of points and we still blew them out.
There was you're done with the points, right? Yeah.
We could talk about which ones you want to talk about, but yeah.
Let's go for the first one.
The first one is Butler's 3 points was what I call clutch.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Point number two.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait.
Strus, it was Strus's fault. I'm not going to blame him for the whole game because there's a lot of other pieces, right? But he is at fault for allowing White to score that basket.
10 points Max Strus had. He had 1 rebound, 3 assists.
Yeah, but look at the role players. 10, 15.
Those are the points.
Okay, wait, 10, it's 25. And then you got that's 38 points, right? We got 38 points from the bench.
Okay. And you know, Martin and Martin too is, you know, you can count them whatever you want, but 31 point, yeah, what did I say? 15, that's 25, 38, 59 points of our 104 came from role players. Come on, man. That's pretty good. Our bench is what saved us. Okay. So they did their piece. So Strews, I like, don't get me wrong. But what I'm saying to you, at any single time, every time you're supposed to do this in rebounding, right, is when a shot is taken, find the closest defender by you and box him out, period. That's it. That's just basketball 101. It's even higher prevalent when you know there's seconds left, you're up by 1 point, you can't take a chance for an extra shot, a neck tip in or anything. You understand? So your butts are square or creating a gap. So the ball doesn't, don't worry about the ball being tapped. Don't just let it land. Like, I mean, worry about the ball being tapped. Let the ball fall off the rim. There's no more time. Think about it. He tipped it in the air at the basket with Strus right there behind him, not in front of him.
So all night yesterday, Victor was texting me throughout the game. One thing you mentioned already about Robinson, why does he need to take a three when he doesn't need to, which you brought up. And Tatum was a superstar. He had a fantastic game, 31 points.
He's playing. Like, in other words, they still could have lost that game. They lost games when Tatum put up points. But, you know, some of the other announcers say, you know, you're a superstar. You needed to put up more. Right. I mean, you know, just the games we won when we had to win, Jimmy put up 51. Well, you had to. You had a choice. And we've been complaining about the Miami office all year.
There was a big controversial thing that's been in discussion on social media throughout the night and also this morning. And let me play this video. Maybe Victor has seen it yet, but let me play it for him so he can listen, get the context of what happened yesterday with the last couple of seconds.
There needs to be an investigation into the end of the Celtics Heat game immediately. Celtics up 102 to 100. Jimmy Butler is fouled with 2.5 seconds left. If you remember correctly, 2.1 seconds was on the clock. They went and reviewed it, and then they returned with 3 seconds on the clock. Why? What happened? And then, of course, Derek White makes the shot with 0.1 second left. You're probably thinking, oh, during the review, they found out that the foul should have been called with 3 seconds left. But here's a look at the play when there's exactly 3 seconds left. There's no contact made. The earliest contact was made was 2.5, 2.6, 2.7 seconds. The Heat should have won this game. I don't know why they made it 3 seconds. An investigation needs to happen, okay? This is peak journalisming, and I've just broke possibly the story of the year. This is disgusting. NBA rigged.
Victor, your thoughts?
I got to look at the video, right? I didn't know that. If that's the case, that's a problem, right? But you know, at the end of the day, if Strus would have did what I just finished saying, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Right. For you to be able to tip in a ball with the game clock just about to finish is impressive, right? Okay. But to do it when the game is on the line and the NBA Finals is on the line, that's crazy. That is so that's a different story. I don't know if that's true, but what are you going to do? They're not going to change it.
They're not going to
reverse it.
They're not going to reverse it.
You know, and you know it's true.
There's, what's done is,
you know,
done.
The NBA is the NBA. They want the Celtics in the world, in the championship.
You think understand? So?
You know, I think that, you know, the Celtics is a good team. You know, I think, you know, maybe NBA is in between. I don't know if there was anything in there or not, but it's, you know, they're human. I just don't understand that. But the other thing is, I don't get how there was one play where they didn't call the flagrant. Like, Miami got screwed on them getting the ball, the points and the ball, but there was no flagrant foul. Like there's a lot of things happening that even the, you know, Reggie Miller and all, we don't, what's a flagrant foul?
And what's, like, a technical foul?
The other day, the guy wound up and missed the guy. They didn't call a flagrant foul, right? And then they called off the flagrant foul, but still gave him the ball. Like, Miami got totally dogged there, right? So,
yeah,
so,
the session ain't seconds. Perfect. It's never going to be perfect.
No, but, you know, but seconds you should get, right? I mean, that's part of the game. Like, it's game management, right? So if that's true, then that's a problem, right? But outside of that, you know, Strus should have done his job. You understand what I mean? And then the other thing is, why didn't I would have, if we're up by one, I don't know if we had any timeouts left, right? We're up by one. Why did we call a timeout? Because you knew we were going to take it out. And then put your defenders in. Why did Love go in? Right? Put in the big boys. Put in all the big boys. You just need the ball. That's it. You need to defend, right? And you need the ball. We needed a bigger guy in there. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so he missed that blatantly. That thing was not going in. Okay, so that's my response to Strus's job there. And then it was the next one, Duncan shooting that three. I mean, you know, why? We need 2 points. You've been down all game. Why are you going to risk the three when you had he had a lot of space? I don't know if you can pull that one out, right? Duncan shooting that three.
It's going to be a tough find. I have to find a needle in the haystack.
No, but what are your thoughts on that? Do you think Duncan should have taken the three? Again, you could talk and I'll look it up too.
Duncan Robinson, I totally agree. I think he's not a three-point shooter.
He is a three-point shooter. I mean, he was lighting it up, but why take the three when he's been taught to dribble in? But go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I personally don't believe in, you know, shooting threes all the time. I'm more like this, you know, take the ball into the hole a little bit easier, less margin of error. But if you're wide open, obviously take it, but don't force those shots. Well, I mean, that's one thing that I saw from the Heat. They were forcing a lot of shots. They were not really totally open and they should have took their time and had more ball movement. But,
that's my point when I'm saying to you that, that the role players are taking too many shots early and, as opposed to taking the shot. And if you miss it through the rotation. You understand?
Yeah.
It's like they're feeling too free and you're that's not good.
Yeah. So, and we're trying to get that shot from Duncan Robinson. He did score he did score a 3-point shot towards the end of the game, which was clutch. But the shot that you were saying, was that in the third quarter? Which quarter was it?
No, it was in last quarter.
Fourth quarter. Okay. So we'll definitely look that up for you guys and Victor.
I'm looking. I see him talking, but they don't show the shot.
But Celtics were leading most of the game. They were usually on average, what I saw was about, they were 4 points up. That was like the average that I saw. The most was like 10, 12 points. And then the closest before that lead was about 2-3 points. We were close, but
we took the lead.
Celtics were leading
by one for a very short period of time.
Yeah, short period of time. But the Celtics were leading most of the game. It was closer than game five, I thought, for sure. But looking forward to it towards tomorrow night. It's going to be it's a doozy. It's anyone's game. We have won in Boston before. We won twice in this series. But the tables have reversed. The momentum is with Boston Celtics. So we'll see where things fly. But I'm here on YouTube. And there they show the highlights, but they probably won't show him missing.
No.
But, yeah. Miami Heat. In a three-game losing streak. Never has been done before. Victor Rocho does not want to see them lose, but there is a potentiality where a team that's down 3-0 deficit could potentially win the series. And that's not good.
No. It's just so one, I think we can't – I guess we can't find it, but the Duncan Robinson 3-point hits versus thing. I just think that was a bad shot. Why wouldn't you just take the easier shot? Is it because he's better at a three than he is, you know what I mean? then he could take it.
A two, or, you know. And then where's Tyler Hero? I'm kidding.
Well, you know, but all I'm saying is there was so much more open space, right? That he could have. It was a 2-point game.
Yeah, he missed a three at the 1 minute and 24 seconds left that could have tied the game at 100. I'm seeing an article here about it. Robinson then had an opportunity to give the Heat a 2-point lead, but he missed a transition three with 21 seconds left.
Here we go.
You got it?
Yeah. What was it? Oh, so yeah, there's 24. I think this is a game second. Let me just see if I can pull this up.
And you can share your screen. I give you the authority.
Okay. All right. So check this out, right? Not only that, both teams were in bonus. Okay. Both teams were in bonus. You have 1, 2. Okay. All right. Now I'll show it to you.
Victor Richards sharing the screen from the sports cast. The Mutual Trust, okay, Life Solutions.
Can you see it here?
I can see it. Go for it. Does it have sound? I don't care.
Well, I don't care about the sound. All right. But here's the play. Okay. So look at the score. It's 107.
107. 197. Yeah. This is exactly what the article said. 120. Okay. Oh, no. You hit the wrong button. Hit back.
How?
You gotta exit out and hit back. Yeah. Nice pointer.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, your tab opens.
Here, right here. Right here. Right. Okay. So now. Okay. It's 101, 102. 25 seconds left. This is Robinson up here. Can you see my mouse?
I can see your mouse. Okay. Perfect and clear.
Look at the room, okay, to quickly attack. They do close up on him, but he doesn't even do a pump fake. You have, I forgot who's in the corner. Is that Butler in the corner? I can't tell which guy has his headband.
Cannot tell. It's a little clear on the YouTube.
Okay, video. And 25 seconds left. Both teams are in bonus, okay? Both teams are in bonus, right? So now let's play it. So he goes, stop, right? Look how far he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Way too far.
And it's a one-on-one. He could have faked that guy, pulled in. They would have had to come down on him. You understand? Right. And it's not like I could see in the
or years get a pass. Past.
Or the year. He didn't need to pass right there. Because look, that guy's over there covered there. This guy is just, this 17. One's walking. I don't know who's 13. Bam. Look at Bam. What are you looking at, Bam?
He can't shoot threes. Taking
a shoot? Well, I'm not wanting him to take the three. Come in. You know, the game's almost over. What are you doing?
You okay, saying? So go ahead and
let's see who this is. Let's see if they're even running. Right? So
they're walking. They're tired.
Oh my God. And why is this doing this? Okay. Now they get the ball to him. Tired, my ass. It's game seven. Okay, this Bam. Don't know who this is. Okay. Right. You got a guy in the corner, you got a guy underneath. He could have easily penetrated. That guy would have fouled him because look at the line. He's going
and
straight.
There's plenty
for
of time
on the
clock, 19 seconds.
He could have faked it, came in. This guy would have been gone. This guy here would have had to cover him. Bam's coming here. So
he gave it to him.
It's Bam's coming here. It's a lot of time. Bam is coming here. This guy has to now cover him. This guy's open. You understand?
Yeah, he forced it, and which they did that throughout the game, Vic.
That wasn't the only play that tied it. I get it, but what counts is at the end. Remember, you always talk about clutch. Okay, oh my God, why does he keep doing that? I'm just trying to pause it. Okay, dude, come on. So who's this? You see this guy's number? Can you see it better there?
I don't know, but that's probably Jimmy because he wears a hairband.
Yeah, but there's two headband, guys wearing a headband. So look at, and this is Martin. Martin's tough. So, you know, you had options there. You have Bam coming down the center. Everyone's in bonus. Why do you got to shoot a three? Go for it. Let him foul you. Right. You tied the game. You know, you get another shot. You stop the clock. Right. I don't know. Just, it was disgusting. So that's my opinion. Look, we get the ball. They get the ball. And then, and you know, that's it, right? So let me stop sharing.
You know what LeBron said on Twitter about this game?
What?
He said, this game is money.
Meaning?
I don't know what he meant. He says money.
Anyhow, by the way, real quick, I want to say for tomorrow, my dad's Army retired. Happy, you know, not happy, Memorial Day, recognize those that served and died in war. You know, just thank you for your service and sorry for your prayers to you and your family. So I just wanted to give a little shout out to those who served and died in Memorial Day. And, you know, I'm lucky my dad's still here. Dad's having a rough time, you know, right now. He's 88 and just had a tough time. Bronze Star Medal.
All right. Prayers and thoughts for your father, Mr. Rocho.
Thank you.
Well,
so
tomorrow
you, you agree with Duncan Robinson not taking that shot?
Correct. Yeah, Robinson should have.
He had other options. This was my point.
Other options. Took it. Maybe took his time.
He could have. He did it. He could have did a pump fake because there was 25 seconds left.
Right.
Number
passed
one.
Pass the BAM, maybe.
Well, no. For him to pass it to BAM, I don't think he should have passed the BAM. I think what he should have done is either got it. As soon as he got it, drive to the basket. Right now I say that today because he's proven in the series that his game has evolved to be able to drive and pass out as an assist or even score, like, you know, inside the paint. Okay, so you're in bonus, attack the rim, right? Attack the rim. You're either going to get fouled or you're going to score or you're going to get an assist. Then Bam should have been trailing. Right? Because the first guy would have been gone. The second guy would have had to cover him. Bam's trailing. That guy had to cover Bam or Caleb Martin. Those are two tough guys to cover at the same time.
Right.
Okay. That is my issue with Robinson taking that. You know, that's the deal. He did everything else is good. You want to ask key points in the game. And then, you know, Butler and Bam going a combined 9 of 37.
Not a good stat. So Vic, tomorrow game 7, pivotal game 7, win or go home. Your thoughts? What are the points for the Heat?
It's not win or go home. It's win or die. Win or die. The final. Go home. It sounds like it's too comfortable.
Win or die. What do you think the Heat should do to win this game and face Nuggets?
At the end of the day, our superstars have to perform. Period. That's it. I don't know how else to say that any other manner. Our superstars have to perform. Have to. Right? Early. Right? You can't give any hope to Boston and that fan base. You understand? You just cannot. Right? And that's the deal. Right? We have to. And I don't know why. What's happened to Jimmy's, like, patented, you know, his percentage scoring inside. Oh, I had something for you. Let me show you if I have it here. Okay.
Victor Rocho is reminiscing on what happened last night.
Oh, man, I had a good, great graphic, man. Oh, I can't. I mean, I had a great graphic of like a Jimmy Butler's points and where he scored and
where he strived.
It was just incredible how many he missed inside. It was just incredible how many he missed. I mean, here, let's see. It's not sure. Which game? Celtics, right?
Celtics, Miami Heat. A rivalry. It's a rivalry, Vic.
I can't find, bro. But you know how they have the where he scored with circles?
Yeah. Let me see if I can pull that up.
That's what I had. And it was, I'm like, I thought I saved it. It was incredible. And all you see is lots of zeros. Oh, here we
go. Jimmy has not been having a great couple of games in the past. Coach Poster said, "We will win game 7. We will win it," he said.
Okay. Well, I mean, what else are you going to say?
Well, exactly. Yeah, I give some hope.
What else, or like seriously, what else are you gonna say? Right? you got no other things.
And it's not the experience, because a lot of these players have been in these stages before. So it's not, you know, something that they're new, they're rookies or anything. So we're going to have to see how much pressure they'll take. Obviously, going up to Boston, hostile environment, not a good place to be hanging.
And not to be going there, you know, going there with that crowd and you're, you know, they just beat you three times in a row.
Yeah, that's something to be very historic. But Jimmy Butler has to step it up. As Vic says, we cannot say Jordan as, because he's no Jordan. That's for sure.
Nobody's Jordan, man.
Nobody's Jordan. Closest to it, I would say, is Kobe Bryant. And that's still debatable.
Yeah, I mean, Kobe's up there. Remember? Yeah, Kobe. Kobe's definitely up there. Right? But I'm just saying this. When we say that stuff, I mean, you know, then all of a sudden he just bombs. You know, it's just, yeah, what good is that?
Exactly. There's no benefits. Unless he wins six championships, and then we can start those conversations.
He's got to win one.
And he hasn't.
I can't find it. But it was, you know, you understand what I'm talking about, right? It shows like all where you score in the paint, missing that. I mean, all the shots that normally would have been his that he's just missing.
So, Vic, give us a score for tomorrow night, your prediction. Game 7 Heat.
You know, I got to be delusionally optimistic and pick the Heat, right? Because, you know, I'm assuming that Bam and Butler are not going to have a third consecutive terrible game, right? And I could tell you that I know that our role players have been playing great playoff basketball, okay? So if Butler and Bam don't do their job, they're not going to win.
Give us a score. Right up there in the hundreds.
I see. So disgusted. I'm going to say
1-0. Okay. Let's hear right now. Victor's crunching the numbers. It might be in the 90s, to be honest. It could be a little bit lower than 100s, because you get to the 100s, kind of difficult to get there, but it has been high scoring. He has not played okay, much defense.
I'm telling you now, for us to win the game, we need to keep Boston as close to under 100 as possible.
Correct.
That's it.
Yeah.
And we got to score at least 110 or more. So it's going to be 110 to maybe 103 or 99, right? But that's what we have to score. If we don't score that, it's over.
We're not going to Denver.
We're not going to the finals. I don't care where we're going, but we're not going to the finals. And if Jimmy Butler and Bam play like that, like, in other words, the games they were winning, the way that Bam was playing and the team was playing, you know, I wasn't worried too much about going to the finals. But the way they're playing, you know, these last couple games, those two superstars, you know, you're not going to cut it against, you know, the Joker and that entire Porter and Murray. It's not going to happen. You know, so anyway, I'm just disgusted to lose. You know, if the ball would have went in on the original shot, you're gonna like, that's gonna hurt. But to go in the way it did, and basketball 101 is to box out anybody defender. You don't even need to get the rebound. Do you understand that, Santiago?
Yeah, I understand.
You just needed the ball to fall off the rim.
That's it.
And you let a guy that's not even the center score.
Derek White.
So anyhow, that was the deal. He was at the right place at the right time, and Schuetz did not block him out. I'm disgusted. So what is Spoelstra saying why they're going to win? Why does he feel they're going to win?
He just said that. I have not heard anything else, but that quote was tweeted out a lot throughout the morning and at night. So, of course, he has to say that. Some optimism himself.
He's also giving ammunition to the other team, right? You're going to piss off Jalen, you know, Jason Tatum.
Yeah, we're going to go up there and going to get a win. That's what he says. Victor Rocha, what is the best way to reach you online, and when can people tune into your show?
You can go to victorarocho.com. That's my website. See some of the business that I do. Our show is the Jersey Boys Sports Shop, Sports Talk, every Thursday at 8 p.m. You can see us on Spotify, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, Smart Speakers. My co-host is Mr. Byron Jones, who played.
Which he's watching the games too.
Yeah, who played a couple of years in the NFL. He served our country, was also a sheriff. You know, comes from a great family, great guy. Every Thursday at 8 p.m. live, and then you can also listen to us on our podcast. So you can reach us there or go to my website or on Twitter at victorarocho.com. At V Arocho, A-R-O-C-H-O. But let's see what happens, man. I can't, like, these games losses affect me, bro. They bother me. Like, if the Heat aren't in it, I'm done. Don't even bother talking to me about the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. And you're watching the Florida Panthers too, or not much of a hockey fan?
I'm not much of a hockey fan, but I do want, you know, if the Panthers are doing well, I want them to win, obviously.
There you have it. You can also reach us at thesportscast.net and the Sportscast One on Twitter and Instagram. So we'll be following along the NBA playoffs this week. Tomorrow, the last conference final game before the big one, the championship series against the Nuggets, which that's not going to be easy for any of these two teams. Anyways, it's been a great pleasure. Sunday afternoon show, Memorial Day weekend. Victor Rocha, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you. And last parting words, let me tell you, that Boston coach, I may have saved his job.
Joe Mazzulla. Yeah, I thought he was on the chopping block, but I don't think
he was
anymore.
He was on the top. He was definitely on the chopping block. Either those players play, he may still be on the top block, but if those players either played for him or they played for themselves, whatever the deal is, I think he's at least redeemed himself to win three in a row. Right.
But this Boston squad is really good. I like them.
No, of course they were. I told you, I wanted to play Philly. I didn't want to play Boston. But once we went up 3-0 and the way we were playing, I'm like, okay, great. We just need to one out of four. But I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go to the fourth game. You know, so all right, brother. Thank you for getting a special show. Let's promote it out there. Let's get it going. And everybody tune in, and we'll be talking soon. Bye.
And this was your update.